This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Story that we opened the show with, that we're continuing here, because obviously people feel very strongly about the flag. In one way or the other, we've had people say they believe that desecrating the flag should be a felony. In Iowa, it's a misdemeanor to not just desecrate the flag, but to mutilate, deface, defile, or defy, trample upon, cast contempt upon, satirize, deride, or burlesque, either by words or act, such flag, standard, color, ensign, shield, or other insignia of the United States. Which is pretty all-encompassing.
Broad. And that's the scariest thing about laws is when they make them broad. So, you've got a flag t-shirt on. A t-shirt that has some sort of representations of the flag, because then obviously it's not a flag if it's a t-shirt, right? But, that could very well be, contrary to this law. And, yep. I mean, back in when I was a kid, it was considered insulting to have flag kind of stuff. They sell flag underwear.
How about the NSA shirts? Remember the guy from Liberty Maniacs?
Yeah.
Who made satirical NSA shirts. They were very funny. The NSA actually went after him for it, and he ended up victorious in court over that, because you have the right to use a government icon or government symbol in a satirical manner. It wasn't as though he was masquerading as the NSA. It was obvious satire to anyone who actually looked at the shirt. And so that shirt would likely fall under this particular ordinance or this statute that
says... Well, yeah, the Supreme Court has been, abundantly clear on this particular issue, and the clarity comes down the side of this gentleman who was flying this flag.
It does, but right now he's still facing 30 days in jail.
Sure.
And the law apparently says that chiefs of police, sheriffs, and city marshals could be removed from office if they fail to enforce this. This is a shall enforce or a must enforce on this thing. Let's go to your
ridiculous
calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He was flying his flag upside down underneath the Chinese flag to protest the lack of due process that he's received, or rather hasn't received, because he wasn't notified about a pipeline that ended up resulting in some eminent domain. It's going very nearby his property. His property, in fact, fell victim to eminent domain granted to a Texas-based Dakota Access LLC in order to build a 1,134-mile oil pipeline through Iowa that passes between his home and his well, which is on his neighbor's property. So he's concerned the construction might break his water line or that it might freeze afterwards. And so this is what sort of moved him towards this protest in the first place.
He ain't happy.
You can share your thoughts with us here. We've had people say they think this. One guy said it should be a felony instead of a misdemeanor. And another guy who is a former, both of these guys, former military veterans, the guy who wants it to be a felony, and then the guy who called the end of the first hour who says that this is his right, this is his property. He fought for the right to do what he wants with his property, and he should be able to do this. Let's get your thoughts here.
I'd like to point out, everybody here, we're, for whatever reason, throwing out this this veteran thing. I mean, I don't know why that is particularly important. I mean, all of us have to pay for this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you were in the military or not in the military, you still are forced to pay for whatever goes on and these kind of things. Are people in the military just better Americans? Is that why we're extolling this stuff?
Well, I wouldn't say that, no. But there are some people who believe that, and so it's interesting.
They seem to.
And it's interesting that this guy who's in the story is a former U.S. Army member. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Kirby is on the line. Kirby in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Kirby.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. That gentleman in Iowa was absolutely correct. It's his right. According to our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which I think is our or guideline, and number 10 is in there, but everything after number 10 is because number 10 is so vague, and they knew we had to evolve. But he was correct, and the symbolism is spot on because we are $19 trillion in debt to a communist nation.
Well, it's probably not all held by China.
No, no, it's mostly held by the Federal Reserve Bank. Go ahead.
Okay, but they
hold a lot.
I'm a black guy born in 1961, so I was raised on the Red Menace for the most part.
Yep.
And for us to be in debt to a communist nation, even 1 cent would even make my grandparents, who were the children of slaves, roll over in their grave. No,
yeah,
we shouldn't go for it. It's our country. Now, as far as foreigners go, I absolutely agree with that. If you are not a citizen, you got no skin in the game. Shut up. Become a citizen. Then you can help. Then you can say what you want to.
Well, here's the problem with citizenship is that there aren't really any citizens. And the reason I say that is because in order to be a citizen, you have to trade something. You have to trade a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And the thing is, the state or the U.S. government does not have an obligation to protect you. The Supreme Court has ruled that again and again. All you have to do is Google no obligation to protect. And you'll find the court cases, multiple cases, where they've made it pretty clear. So if the state has no obligation to protect you, and you know they're reneging on their side of the deal, how could there possibly be a citizenship?
I understand that. I've got a Social Security number. I know it's a schism, a dichotomy, whatever you want to put on it.
It is.
I get that, you know, but I'm a citizen of the world.
Okay.
I live here. This is my home. I will fight to protect it from enemies that are inside or from outside. And no, I'm not a veteran.
And I don't think you should have to be in order to defend yourself and your property. Kirby, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We got Paul. He's listening in South Carolina to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Paul.
Paul?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Go. Whenever you're ready, we're here.
I believe anyone's got the right to do whatever they want to with the flag. I believe that.
All righty.
I'm with you, Paul.
I don't have to agree with it, but they have that right.
That's freedom for you. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ron in Richmond, Virginia, listening online.
This is heartening, by the way, to me.
LRN.FM. Hello, Ron. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. So I had a problem with Jose, was it?
Yeah.
And the last guy, not Paul, but the other guy,
okay,
basically thinking that Americans have some kind of special privilege. If you go back to why we have our Bill of Rights, okay, the Ten Amendments were designed to support the Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence clearly stated that we had inalienable rights. Inalienable means they are not able to be taken away from you, granted by a creator, and that they were granted to us not because we lived in a certain geographic location, but because we are living human beings.
Absolutely.
And all living human beings have every single right to exist and to express their thoughts and their ideas and their speech. And anyone who says Americans are the only ones that have these rights, they don't understand what a right is.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that.
Do you think that, so I get where they're coming from when they say this, though. When they say
it's ethnocentrism is where they're coming from.
I don't know that I agree. So if you've come from, you pick the country, wherever the country might be.
An arbitrary plot of land on the earth, with some human-drawn lines around
right,
it.
Right, and then they come here for whatever reason.
A different arbitrary plot of land.
One would assume for a better life, and one would assume they got it. If they're so upset about what it is, you know, where it is they are, then hey, there's other options out there. For instance, the place you came from.
Yeah, but that doesn't negate the fact that they have a right to express themselves.
We can be the worst hell, we can be the best hellhole on earth, but if we're still a hellhole, we can hunt for a better hellhole.
Ron, you're absolutely spot on, dude. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you don't like what somebody's doing with their freedoms, then you should speak up and say something about it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want, but people have been talking about your rights and freedoms to do what you want with the flag, with whatever flag. And some people say, you don't have that right. You don't have that freedom. Not in this land of the free. You can do other things that are freedom-oriented, but no, you can't touch the flag. But a man has flown a flag upside down in Iowa. He's a U.S. military veteran of the Army, and he's now facing 30 days in jail over it. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, perhaps you are in the market for some business cards, or maybe you will be at some point, because at some point they're going to run out. So you're going to need some more at some point. So order 500 of them for just $9.99. That's $9.99 starting
price. For 500 business cards.
Yeah, over at Vistaprint.com. But you got to use our promo code to get the special offer. Promo code is FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. You need some more stuff for your business, maybe postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, or invitations. They got all that. I just recently got some checks over at Vistaprint.com. Did you know they could do that? I didn't. Yeah, now you know. With those business cards, you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design of your own. They've got a really easy-to-use card designer right there on their website. That's what I used to make the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards that I have. You can also upgrade the quality of the card, thicker stock, maybe a finish like metallic or spot gloss, raised print. They do all that over at Vistaprint. Super easy to use, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Use code FTL at checkout. That's code FTL at Vistaprint.com. Back to your calls and thoughts here. Claude is on the line in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Claude.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, I want to bring up something that not many people talk about.
All right.
About the flag and about our rights and about our freedom. I've been learning about this the last few years, how we actually have two United States.
There are two?
Yeah. We have the corporate United States, which is 10 miles square in Washington, D.C., and then we have the rest of the country, which is the United States Republic. And the United States Republic. United States Republic, we lost our rights and our control back in the 1800s when the corporate was designed, which I think
with
was
the 14th Amendment, right?
Oh, I don't know which amendment it was. I forgot, but I'm just bringing something up that I think a lot of people probably don't know about. Which is
now, this is an interesting conspiracy theory, but what is it? What is the relevance to somebody, I mean, who might be listening to the show?
What's the relevance to the people who are in federal prison right now that didn't commit crimes in Washington, D.C.?
That's what I'm trying to say, but you're cutting in here. But anyway, the sovereignty that we have, all of us, and even every state, even every individual state, apart from Washington, D.C., has lost their sovereignty. But you know something? Back in this February this year, they've gotten their sovereignty back by filing paperwork with the World Court over in The Hague, over in the Netherlands.
Which state filed to get their sovereignty back at the World Court?
Yes, and the guy that's in prison right now for hanging that flag.
Which state?
In prison now, hanging up that flag. We all can do the same thing.
You can't go to the World Court. The World Court is only for governmental bodies.
So you asked the question, Mark, but I don't think he heard you. Claude, which state? You claim some state filed for their sovereignty back in the World Court. Which one did that?
Most all states have done it now.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of this story. We'll have to look that one up. But what's the relevance of that? What do you believe that filing has accomplished for them?
Well, hold on a minute. I just told you. The Washington, D.C. is a corporate government, and they're trying to run all the 50 states and all the rest of the states. They're trying to run every single one of us. They're trying to sell
us
to
everybody.
Isn't every government incorporated? I mean, you'll go into a city and it'll say incorporated. In 17...
Right, it's a municipal corporation.
Right, they're municipal corporations. Corporations...
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Talking about. All the incorporated are from these corrupt people around the world. Everybody's heard about them. The Illuminati stuff. They're being stopped.
So, but what is the relevance here? You're saying these states have retrieved their sovereignty from the World Court. Does that mean they're no longer subject to the United States code?
Can I stop paying income tax now?
Pretty soon.
When? How? Am I going to get a letter in the mail?
You asked him another question, Mark, and I'm trying to get an answer from him about what this actually means. I don't pay income tax because screw the federal government. I'm not going to pay for evil. Going on here, Claude, what is your point? What is supposed to happen now that this sovereignty has supposedly been reclaimed by these states, which I don't believe for a moment, but that's what you say. So what's supposed to happen?
Well, it's happened. You can look it up. Like you said, you can look it up. Look up David Wilcock.
Right. You didn't answer the question. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's referring to this conspiracy theory that, you know, holds that there was previously the United States, and then it somehow was subverted at some point in the 1800s.
Usually around the Civil War. And, so what he's saying is true. Basically, prior to the Civil War, the keeping the Union together and all that, you had... states were the highest law in the land, and that's where people really considered themselves to be from and that sort of thing. You'll see it's the 2nd New Hampshire Regiment charging upon, right, because they didn't, they didn't hold the United States as the most important thing. But with this war to keep folks together, the United States government got a lot more momentum to... push its power, and power tends to centralize.
Well, and the claim is that there was the United States all in lowercase, I think, and then it became the capital U, capital S, United States.
That was prior to the Constitution, I believe.
Okay, well, I've heard all of these theories, Mark. They all kind of mix into one another.
Agreed.
The reality is there is a gang of people. They call themselves the United States federal government, and they will do what they want. And if you don't like it or you stand in their way, they will crush you, and they will destroy you and your family, put you in a prison cell, maybe burn your house down, possibly kill you, because that's all that matters. It's might makes right as far as they're concerned. It doesn't matter what's written down on pieces of paper. As you pointed out earlier tonight, Mark, the Constitution has not prevented any of these things from happening. As Lysander Spooner pointed out back in the late 1800s, that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we face today, or it was powerless to prevent it. Either way, it's unfit this whole United States to exist. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It was a nice experiment, but look, it hasn't worked out. We've got less freedom now, so let's end it. Secession, I think, is the best way. If you want to talk about state sovereignty, you want to see a state declare its own sovereignty, secession is the way that's going to happen. Some state declaring independence from the United States peacefully, without using violence, that's how you get your sovereignty back. Let's go to David. He's listening in Washington State to the KBKW. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks.
I'm really enjoying the show tonight.
Appreciate it.
I would like to say that I am a 30-year-old male that supports the guy in the hanging of the upside down of the flag.
All right.
You know, this guy is obviously getting impeded on his property, you know, for no reasons. You know, and we live in America, you know, it's supposed to be free.
Well, the reason is because some company wants to build a pipeline, so therefore the government, using likely the Kelo court decision, which granted the government the ability to take people's property for private use. If you got more, David, I want to get your thoughts out here. Hang on, we'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Live Saturday edition with you in studio tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have toll-free lines. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about the guy who, U.S. military veteran who flew a flag upside down, got arrested for it in Iowa. There's anything goes here on Free Talk Live, so it's up to you what you want to discuss. Also, Liverland, the European micronation, has recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. Now, Liverland is the idea of taking over this sort of no man's land, or whatever you call it.
Terra nullius.
Terra nullius, which exists between, so there's a plot about 3 square miles, basically swampland.
Bigger than the Vatican.
That exists between, that's true, exists between Croatia and Serbia. And some libertarians over in Europe have decided to claim it as Liberland. And, of course, one of the things that they need to accomplish is to get other countries to acknowledge them as a nation. Now, you know, I don't like the idea of nations. I'm a libertarian. I believe in the individual. But unfortunately, while we live in
that's
a world
the paradigm.
Yeah, while we live in a world of nations, getting other nations to acknowledge your plot of land as a nation is very, very helpful. So that's what they're working towards, and they're determined to do so. In fact, the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. By the way, over 100,000 people have requested citizenship at Liberland, and it's a small place. So in order to qualify for that citizenship, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So go and learn more about it on their website, liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org, as we go back to David in Oakland, Washington. David, you were just telling us, I think you said you were 30 years old, and you wanted to comment on the whole flag controversy. So please do.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of No Land is Free. You know, if the government or a major company wants your land, they're going to take it, you know, no matter how hard you work for it or how
right.
much you wanted it, or no matter your status in life, if you're a veteran or not, or if you're just a blue-collar guy, you know,
yep.
trying to get by. If you have a piece of land that is in the way of government, you know, they're going to take it.
They'll take it and they'll give you whatever arbitrary amount of money they think that it's worth.
And whatever amount of money it is, I mean, you're forced to take it.
That's right.
It's a bunch of crap. You know,
agreed.
I'm sick and tired of hearing it. You know?
I'm with you. Thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to throw out there? Go for it.
No, man. I just thank you guys for the show, and I listen to you guys all the time. And
thanks,
about it, man.
Hey, if you like the show, call the local radio station there, KBKW, and tell the program director thanks for airing Free Talk Live. And that same thing applies to anybody listening on the radio out there. We've got over 170 great radio stations that carry this show throughout the week. Not everyone's on Saturday nights. Not every Saturday night's on every other night, because we do the show live 7 nights a week. But for whatever amount they carry our show, I appreciate it. And a program director, you know, they always hear complaints from folks. So it's always nice when you can pick up the phone as a program director and one of your listeners is on the line saying, hey, you know, that Free Talk Live show, I really enjoy it. I listen every week.
I may not agree with everything that they say, but I sure do appreciate the fact that they give everybody an opportunity to talk.
Right, unlike all those other, pretty much every other talk show out there, at least in the syndicated world.
I mean, you know, with most talk shows, you're not going to get on the air if you disagree.
Let's continue. We got Jane. She's also listening to KBKW in Washington and Aberdeen. Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, you're on
the air. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead.
You are only on Saturday night where I'm at, and I do appreciate your show and that you let people talk. I called in to talk about, you remember Bob Hope, who used to do the UFO shows for Truth? I was coming home from a wedding, and I'm home now, but I was listening to the radio, and I'm a radio listener. I have no TV. I just get news from the radio.
That's awesome.
Well, I like radio because people can talk and they give you their point of view, and TV slants the news however they want the story to go. But when you have people call in from all over the United States, they teach me things I never thought of.
Mm.
And you were talking about the flag, and I was going to tell you about Bob Hope.
Sure.
I was a little girl when the Vietnam War was going on, and my older brother enlisted because my dad was a POW in World War II, and he didn't want him to get drafted, so he had him enlist in the Air Force. Back then, it was like every other guy was either Marine or Army. So he wanted him safe because of what my dad escaped. I wouldn't be here if he hadn't escaped. But so I was raised that way, patriotic, God and country. And Bob Hope said, "I do not mind if they burn the U.S. flag, as long as they're wrapped up tight when they set it on fire."
It's clever.
I grew up in Iowa. You were talking about Iowa, where this guy hung the flag upside down. I'm from Mason City. That's where they made the movie with Opie, Music Man. I don't know if you remember that.
Seen it. But yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't know what hanging up the flag upside down was, but somebody that works for me, I managed apartments with my husband, hung the flag upside down, and we were the managers, and I had someone knock on the door, and it was a military guy, and he goes, "Is everything okay here?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "You got your flag upside down." So that's how I learned when you hang the flag upside down, you're in distress. And
that was in distress. So somebody actually came to check on you. That's very interesting. Thank you, Jane, for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. I love that there are people out there that don't have televisions that are listening to the radio. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ronald, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, to WLNI. Hey, Ronald.
Hey, how are you?
That's great. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, about the Constitution, it says there's a paragraph very clear that no foreigner should be president in this country.
That's USA. True.
No foreigner?
And then the first president was appointed by the United Kingdom, Mr. Thomas Jefferson. And
I think he was the first president.
He was the British person. And since then, because the United Kingdom appointed him, they also appointed a tax collector. Since then, we have taxes.
Well, the taxes, so income tax came in 1913 after a modification to the Constitution. Which taxes are you referring to?
Well, the taxes that the United Kingdom appointed John Adams to collect from the American people in 1878, I guess.
Adams, it sounds like
Adams was the second president. That might have been in the 1790s.
It sounds like some sort of variant on the "we're still under the crown" conspiracy theory. Thank you, Ronald, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
All these are very interesting. Like, they'll take a few facts and, like, wow, you really strung those together into a very interesting story.
Well, I don't know how many facts were in that particular call.
Not that particular one, but the idea that we're still under the crown. There's some really great YouTube videos out there. If you take a watch and look at them, you'll believe crap by the time you get done.
Yeah, but they're leaving information out, right? Yeah. Like important information. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue. Wally's on the line listening in Pennsylvania to, I believe, WEEO. Hey, Wally.
Hello there. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. This is the first time calling in anywhere, so...
Excellent.
Yeah, big fan of you guys. I was just listening in, and I just got in and was wondering what was going on with the flag upside down under the Chinese flag.
Yes.
I just caught the last part of that caller. And
I'll recap for you here.
Yeah,
so you got a U.S. military veteran who he's frustrated with eminent domain. The government stole his property to give to an oil pipeline. And so he's hanging the U.S. flag upside down underneath the Chinese flag in protest on his own flagpole on what he believes was his property. Police come by. They tell him they actually had already taken the flags down. They handed them back to him saying, you're not allowed to do that. There's a statute about this. So he went right back out in front of the cops, put the flags back up, and then they arrested him. And they've charged him with flag desecration, which in Iowa is apparently punishable as a misdemeanor by up to 30 days in jail, and the statute is absolutely outrageous. It's not just about, you know, defacing the flag. It also includes satirizing, trampling upon, defiling, mutilating, or casting contempt upon, deriding or burlesque, either by words or act, such flag, standard color, ensign, shield, or other insignia of the United States. So anybody with that FBI female body inspector hat, if you're in Iowa, look out. We'll let you respond here in moments, Wally. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you, as always, to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 per month. You can do it with any major credit card. You can do it with PayPal as well. And Bitcoin is technically back, so this is the first time we're announcing it on the air. You can now amp the show with Bitcoin. There's some tweaks we're going to make to the system to make it a little clearer how that works. So it's still kind of in a testing mode. But if you want to try out, you want to be a guinea pig, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. To order with Bitcoin, to amp the show with Bitcoin, you have to use the prepaid option. So the typical way of amping Free Talk Live is it's a monthly charge to your credit card or your PayPal account. With Bitcoin, because Bitcoin doesn't really have any mechanism for monthly charges, you'd have to pay for your AMP in advance. So you pay 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, your choice. So you pay for the Bitcoin, and one of the things that has changed big time here is we got rid of Coinbase because, well, they got rid of us. They got rid of all my accounts.
They are
basically
a bunch of miserable.
Yeah. So the problem, the nice thing about Coinbase was they had made it so you could do a monthly contribution. So,
yeah,
so if you had a balance in your Coinbase account, then Coinbase would debit that on a monthly basis.
For Bitcoin, yeah.
For Bitcoin. So that was a nice thing, but Coinbase isn't a very nice company. So they got rid of us, and now we're using Mycelium Gear, which actually cuts out the middleman and actually allows you to contribute directly via Bitcoin to the Free Talk Live AMP program. But that also means that there's no more monthly debits. So you do have to pay in advance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Or, of course, you can use your credit card or there's Visa or MasterCard right there on the website or PayPal, which means you can use any other credit card you want. You can do all of that over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a really cool perk. So check it out. Learn more about it. amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get the show on more radio stations and spread it around the globe. Let's go back to Wally calling from Pennsylvania. You wanted a quick recap, and for those just tuning in, we're talking about a man who has been charged. He's yet to go to court on this, but he's been charged and arrested for having a U.S. flag hanging upside down on a flagpole out in front of his house in Iowa, where apparently it's a violation of state statute, an arguably quite unconstitutional state statute, mind you. But nonetheless, he's going through the system now, and so we'll see what happens. But your thoughts are welcome. So go ahead, Wally.
Well, what we lost here is the human factor, and obviously he was emotionally distressed. over the whole, you know, property thing. And should the cops have arrested him? You know, did they talk? I'm really about the human factor. I'm in construction. I talk to people all the time. People are great, and people are people. And we've just lost that whole human touch.
And the police can feel that way, too.
Common sense. And I understand, you know, the police have to do a job. I grew up very patriotic. I learned that my grandfather was shot up pretty bad in Korea. I never got to know him because he was in a bad car accident and died in the 60s. Ever since I learned that, I was very patriotic, love the flag. I love the United States. I believe in everything that stands for. Not happy with the government right now. A lot of people aren't.
But isn't the United States the government?
No, I mean, isn't. To answer that question, I'm glad you asked that question. The United States is our Constitution. It's the Declaration of Independence. And it's the Bill of Rights.
Well, I can tell you that in court cases, it's the United States versus and then whoever it is that they're going after. They certainly consider themselves to be the United States. See, I like to differentiate between America and the people versus the United States. Wally, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And he mentioned the police have to do a job. Well, most of the time, the police have discretion. So the police don't have to enforce every statute on the books. They can decide to use their discretion and look the other way if they want to. But not in this case, because this law is extra special in Iowa, the one that is possibly going to put this man in jail for 30 days. This law actually explicitly tells chiefs of police, sheriffs, and city marshals that they could be removed from office if they fail to enforce this law. So it's pretty unusual. This law, they're saying, there is no discretion with that. But generally, the police can make their choice whether or not to enforce.
In this case, there isn't, and that's just going to give, frankly, you should be responsible for your actions, right? I guess the legislators should be responsible for this, and they should be the ones that pay out whatever payoff this guy's going to get, because he is, because this is
never
an unconstitutional law.
The taxpayers are going to be the ones paying this off. The legislators who passed this have probably been out of office, many of them. I mean, I don't know how many years it's been on the books, but I suspect this isn't a new law. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. To your calls, we continue. John is with us, and John is in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, not to change the subject, but
no, it's all right. It's Free Talk Live. That's what we do here. You can call in about anything you want. So here you are.
Okay, I was listening to another radio station earlier today when I was driving, and I heard a guy make a comment, and then I lost the station. He called himself a libertarian socialist. This is one of the hosts of the station of the show.
Interesting.
Oh,
okay.
It makes you just look at these one of those things where you just look at the radio and I go, what the hell?
Yeah.
I've never understood this.
I can explain both sides of it. Whenever you're ready, just go ahead. Go ahead. Give your feedback.
To me, it's just they're contradictory terms.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, I agree with everybody's position here, which is that libertarian and socialist are terms that contradict each other.
Like fire and water.
I was taught that socialism means state ownership of the means of production. And so, therefore, how in the world could you possibly have libertarian, which is all about the individual, and then state ownership of the means of production? Well, the answer is that you turned it into community ownership of the means of production. And the idea is that somehow we, the lower classes, get together voluntarily and stand against the upper classes who are trying to subjugate us. Now, I don't necessarily disagree that the upper classes are trying to peel off from the lower classes, labor and value and all those things that a socialist or a communist might believe. I think they are doing that. However, when it comes, frankly, groups above the size of 8 tend not to operate very well.
Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jerry, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Saturday show. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing? Love your show.
All right. Thanks. Go ahead.
One thing, something I have researched for a number of years is the Fair Tax Act.
The Fair Tax.
Yes, and I was wondering if you've researched that, what your take was on it. Now, I think it sounds okay, but you might have some insight that I don't.
First of all, there is no such thing as a fair tax, right? I mean, taxes are aggression tax. Taxes are, you know, a violation of your rights, and they're aggression against peaceful people. So taxes, all taxes should be abolished. Now, the people who are pitching the fair tax will tell you that the fair tax is better than the current status quo because, well, the IRS is a mess and it's so confusing and all that. I'll agree with them there. It is more simplified. That much is true.
Further, it incentivizes saving over, what a tax does is oftentimes they'll put a tax on, bad things like cigarettes have high taxes so that you won't smoke. Well, then why in the world do we put high taxes on earning money? That's ridiculous. So what a fair tax does is it puts a tax on spending as opposed to earning.
But it's a huge problem for a couple of different reasons. One, there's all the proposals. They would love to get you to believe they're going to get rid of the IRS, but there's no real guarantee that that's going to happen. What you may end up having... So what you may end up having is a 20 to 30% tax on everything sold in the United States, and they would keep
23.
Well, that's maybe the current proposal, but again, there's no actual legislation pending that I'm aware of. Jerry, thank you for the call tonight. We'll continue to discuss it here. But this tax, then you have an IRS tax on top of that. Now, they might say, well, the income tax will only apply to the richest of the rich. But that's what they said originally about
the income tax. If you go look, in 1913, when it started, the idea was they were only going to tax the very wealthy.
And then they kept expanding.
And now everybody's... files one of these forms.
So it creates a danger to anybody who wants to sell outside of the legitimate market who doesn't want to collect the sales tax. And further, there's the welfare check that'll be issued to every single American as part of this program, which is, in my opinion, the absolute worst part about the proposal. We can tell you more about it coming up here in Hour Number 3 on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.